Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, so many people have been hearing about this tragic case in SOTUS, New York, where a missing child along with the body of the child's mother being found in a bag. And this Amber Alert that went out that everyone in New York State apparently got, and that was sent an error.
Yeah, it was a distressing enough case, and it is a distressing enough case. There was a little bit of a local twist or that caused some confusion on Friday. On Friday, I know a bunch of us were in the newsroom at the Gazette, and we received on our mobile phones an Amber Alert on Friday morning, and I haven't received one in weeks, months, and it was very vague, and it just said, Amber Alert, check your local media. So right away, I'm thinking to myself, I didn't know there was any kind of Amber Alert. I looked at all of my emails and my texts, and I didn't have any kind of communication from the organization that, you know, coordinates it. It's the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And so I started looking around saying, we're going to get inquiries pretty soon, so we better find out. But we weren't able to find anything about this. At the time, we didn't know what the Amber Alert was for. So we did a story today tracking down like kind of what kind of went wrong. And it turned out that they should not and did not intend to send that alert out to the whole state. They only meant to do it in the Rochester area where there's this nasty case where this mother and the infant child were missing at the time. Since then, they found the mother deceased, and they're still looking for the little child, and we're, you know, fingers crossed that child will be found. But mostly we did a story today to find out what happened with this, and state police that sort of helps coordinate these things said there was an error. They shouldn't have sent it to where they did, but they feel like they, you know, there was no harm done, and that is the case. But we got lots of calls from readers and emails that we saw on social media, people curious why the local media wasn't reporting on this Amber Alert. And the reason was we didn't receive any communications and we couldn't even find anything. So anyway, a little glitch in the system. Seems like it's worked pretty well so far, but people really do pay attention to these things because, you know, they want to know about an alert if they can keep an eye out for a missing child.
Meantime, that alert has been canceled. Of course, one of the sad statements by one of the police investigators was that the more time that goes by, obviously, with a child, the less likely they're going to find that child alive.
Yeah, that's very sad, yeah.
In other news, Johnstown is cutting their athletic director's pay by, what, $53,000?
Yeah, so this is the latest development that was reported on with the Johnstown School Board school budget. So this was as a reminder, this was the only school budget that was defeated by voters a couple weeks ago on vote day. And so they've got to retool that before putting the budget back to voters on June 19th. And so the first wave of trying to whittle down spending on this budget that has a $3.5 million budget gap, the first wave involved about 13 teacher positions, some programs, some changes to some athletics, but they didn't touch any administrator positions. So right now what we're reporting on, and we just found out yesterday, they're starting to dig into some of these administrator cuts. And so this big one is this athletic director. The job that exists now will go from a $90,000 a year full-time job down to a part-time job that pays about $37,000. And this will be starting in July 1st. The gentleman who's in that position now says he's got to take stock of everything. He's got to talk to his family. He doesn't know if he's going to even continue. But the district says this is the kind of thing they're going to start doing. They're also cutting down the pay to an individual who's the curriculum coordinator, like the person who takes care of the curriculum for the entire district and also does professional development. Her job's going to go from a full-time job down to a 10-month-a-year job with a $15,000 cut. So you can see that they're starting to dig into some of the administrative pay. It's going to cause even more distress, I think, for some folks in the district. But the top administration, the superintendent, the assistant says this is the kind of stuff we have to look at now. So they put that before voters in a few more weeks, 3 more weeks. And if that doesn't pass, they point out that there'll be a contingency budget, which is going to see even deeper cuts, which would include like elimination of all modified sports and a number of other cuts. So we're going to watch this thing because we don't know if there will be additional administrative cuts between now and the day that they vote on it.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us each Wednesday morning. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David. Take care.